As we've been studying 1 Samuel chapter 14, we've seen that not only were the odds not in Jonathan's favor, but we're going to find out that the surrounding circumstances weren't in his favor either. Listen to what it says in chapter 14, verse 4. Within the passes by which Jonathan sought to go over to the Philistine garrison, there was a rocky crag on the one side and a rocky crag on the other side. The name of one was Bozez, and the name of the other, Sina. The name Bozez can mean a surpassing white glistening, and it may be referring to how slippery the landscape was. And the name Sina means thorny. In other words, there was no easy, advantageous way, no strategic way to get an army in position to attack the garrison of the Philistines. The circumstances were not at all favorable. With all of this against him, Jonathan has incredible, radical faith and says nothing can hinder the Lord from saving by many or by few. And so Jonathan devises a plan that required a divine sign. And when that divine sign was given, he and his servant struck fast and struck decisively. And so overwhelming was the two-man attack on the garrison that the word panic is used three times in one sentence to describe the response the Philistines had to this attack. So remember our little story about William Carey a few days ago? Well, on March 11th, 1812, William Carey was teaching in Calcutta. And while he was gone, a fire started in their printing press room where they worked to print Bibles in the native language. And despite many hours of exhaustive efforts to fight the fire, the building burned to the ground. Just five pieces of equipment were saved. Carey's entire library, his completed Sanskrit dictionary, part of his Bengali dictionary, two grammar books, and 10 translations of the Bible were lost. And gone also were the typesets for printing 14 different languages. Vast quantities of English paper, priceless dictionaries, deeds, and account books were all gone. When William Carey returned to Serampore to survey the scene, he wept and he said, "In one short evening, the labors of years are consumed. How unsearchable are the ways of God. I had lately brought some things to utmost perfection of which they seemed capable and contemplated the missionary establishment with perhaps too much self-congratulation. The Lord has laid me low that I may look more simply to Him." What could we say about this situation? Well, we could say that the odds were against Carey and his team and that circumstances were absolutely stacked against them. He could have looked at the rubble. He could have started calculating the cost and the manpower and the effort and the time as to how much and how long to get back to where he was. And he would have been in despair if that is all that he had focused upon. And although he was heartbroken, he did not take much time to mourn. So with great resiliency, Carey wrote, "The loss is heavy, but as traveling a road the second time is usually done with greater ease than the first time, so I trust the work will lose nothing of real value. We're not discouraged. Indeed, the work is already begun again in every language. We are cast down, but not in despair." Carey resolved to trust God that from the embers would come a better press and more scholarly translations. And within a few months, Carey had set up shop in a warehouse. And little did Carey know that the fire would bring him and his work to the attention of people all over Europe and America, as well as India. So in just 50 days in England and Scotland alone, about £10,000 were raised for rebuilding Carey's publishing enterprise. So much money was coming in that Andrew Fuller, Carey's friend and leader of his mission in England, told his committee when he returned from a fundraising trip, "We need to stop the contributions." Many volunteers came to India to help as well. And by 1832, 20 years later, Carey's rebuilt and expanding printing operation had published complete Bibles or portions of the Bible in 44 languages and dialects. So, if God has called you to it, focus on the calling and not the circumstances. And guess what? God has called all of His people to world missions. So, as you pray today, please remember Marco Gaspar and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Portugal. And also remember to pray for the Armenian Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Armenia and Lebanon.